With 2 months remaining in the current fiscal year, the Council on Revenues kept its earlier projection of 6.7% growth in state tax collections, despite Department of Taxation calculations indicating revenues could be higher. Chair Richard Kale says tourism will likely soften and could be negatively impacted by a drain in renewable tax credit refunds this year.
Tourism looks pretty flat. Japanese mangling the yen hasn't hurt us one bit yet. And of course, PV is still out there unknown. We have the estimate, 90 million, but there's just not insufficient information at this point in time.
But Tax Foundation of Hawaii President Lowell Kalapa says visitor arrivals could be hit harder than predicted by the council.
You know, arrivals are going to go down because the lift is being cut back. So if they don't come, you know, even though spending may increase and we may get more China visitors who are a higher spending profile, it still may not be enough to really boost that up or keep it flat.
In the near future, council members agreed that the construction industry, which has lagged behind, will be experiencing growth as private and government building permits have nearly doubled since 2011. UH Economic Research Organization Executive Director Carl Bonham says a spike in construction will impact the entire economy.
Let's say you take those 10,000 construction workers who lost their jobs over the last 3-4 years, and by our forecast, by the end of 2013, Oahu will be back at its previous peak for jobs. But if you put those people back to work, they go out and buy a new truck, they renovate their house. Putting people back to work is very powerful in terms of helping to move the economy forward.
The Council on Revenues raised its projection slightly to 8% and 7% growth over the next 2 fiscal years and will address longer-range tax revenue issues during its September meeting. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.